Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. We're here, we're back. It's Three for the Money, brought to you by the TrendCenter app, the greatest tool for sports bettors on the planet. Without a doubt, no question, and it's week 3 of the NFL season. Me and Sean didn't have a great week 2. This was a kind of a gut check moment, less of a learning moment than week 1. But you know, sometimes you can't count week 1 because I don't know. I feel like week 1 always kind of fakes you out for week 2, or however that works. Whatever. I did terrible. Chris, how are you?
I'm pretty well. Went 6-4, I believe, in NFL, so that was an improvement. Did really well in college. Hopefully, y'all were following the Twitter. I think I went 9-4 in college. So yeah, pretty good weekend for your boy. Ready to tackle week 3. The confidence is back. Let's hope we don't wreck it.
How are we doing, Sean?
Terrible. Did terrible last week. I think I won two of my 12 bets. Just an awful, awful day all around. I mean, we went to the game, the Titans game, had a great time with y'all. Overall, that day sucked.
Yeah.
Not a fun day.
Yeah, that day was, the day could have been awesome, but it wasn't.
At least we had each other.
Yeah. at least we had each other, and we're still great friends.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think Saturday, my college bets, I think I went like 2-8 or like 2-10, something like that. Saturday was brutal. And then Sunday, I actually ended up going 4-5, and I won my surefire pick. So I'm not even, but I'm still down. But you know, I got the one that I really wanted to get right, correct. So whatever, there's that.
I didn't hit my. I'm 0-2 in surefire. So that's at least you got that.
Yeah, and then we were when we were at the bar beforehand, like, you know, obviously we cooked up some parlays, and I took the surefire parlay and the bandit parlay. Not good.
Not even close. Not even close.
Yeah. So
I mean, the Titans could have pulled it out. Patriots pushed, and then the Rams got demolished. So
boat raced.
That parlay was like dead in the water already. So
yeah. So that sucked, but let's move on. Let's not think about the past. Hopefully we learn from it.
It's hard not to.
Yes, it's very hard not to. I'm like shaking putting in these picks. I'm like, what?
Good God.
I'm like, what? Did I take the over or the under? What am I doing here? I don't know anything anymore. Anyway. Okay, first game, NFL week 3. We're talking Texans at the Vikings. Vikings home dogs by 2 points. Vikings low key 2-0. Not bad. I mean, they beat the Giants.
I think they're pretty high key 2-0.
Yeah. They beat the Giants, which, you know, the fucking Commanders did that without even scoring a touchdown. and so. And then they beat the Niners, though. And, like, I didn't think the Niners were like super beat up, but they're like kind of a little bit beat up. Like Debo Samuel went out. Obviously McCaffrey's out. He won't be back for a little bit. I don't know who else is out, but
how long is Debo out for, did they say?
Like 3 weeks.
Ooh, geez.
Around there. Yeah. Not enough to put him on IR. But yeah. So Vikings, low key good team. The Texans are a good team. They are a good team. They beat they beat the Bears. Like, you know, whatever. They didn't score a touchdown either.
Didn't cover.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. And then they beat the Colts, which sort of turned into a shootout type thing. I don't know, barely beat them. Yes, I think this could be a good game. I think this has the potential to be a good game. I'm going to go ahead and start this off. I love the over in this game. Over 46, I love the over in this game. I'm not an overs guy because it feels like every time I take one, it loses. But the only over I took last week hit the Cowboys and the Saints. I'm taking the over at this. Over 46. Like I said, the Texans and the Colts. Texans won like 29 to 27. And then they were able to put up points against a pretty good Bears defense. And the Vikings, I mean, they beat the Giants. That's nothing. I shouldn't even have said that. That doesn't matter. They're barely even a team. They beat the Niners, which they might be beat up, but like they're still a fantastic team. They have depth literally everywhere. And so I'm taking the over. Over 46, I love it. John, you're coughing. What do you think?
Yeah, I am going to go with the Vikings plus two. I low-key kind of like the Vikings. Carolina must be shaking in their boots right now, seeing Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield be the top two MVP candidates right now. But, Vikings plus two. This is from our friends over at Trend Center, and it's two undefeated teams head-to-head and take the home team, which has a 82.5 win rate and was active last week on the Vikings. So I think I'm just going to ride with the Vikings on their wooden sailboats until their sails burn.
All right. Right on. Chris, what do you think?
I high key love the Vikings. I've bet on them each of the first 2 weeks and I'm doing it again. Vikings plus 2.5. They're a wagon right now. They are. They're a wagon. Say what you will about Sam Darnold. Many people have. This is the best quarterback the Texans have faced this season.
between
Caleb and Sean's boy Tony Richardson. He's the best quarterback they faced all season. So I think they have that. Their defense is good. And Sean, you stole my stat, but luckily I have another one. CJ Stroud and his career as a favorite, 3-7 against the spread. So give me the Purple People Eaters plus 2.5. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Sorry to jack your stat there.
I had another one just in case.
Oh, okay. Locked and loaded.
Chrissy's stats is here, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next game, Eagles-Saints. I also think this could be a pretty good game. Saints, they're a good team from what we've seen so far. They're a good team. Or maybe the Cowboys are just, I don't know, bad? Who's to say? Anyway, Eagles, they're the upper mid for me. In my opinion, they're good. But they're also like a mid-tier level team right now. At least that's the way they're playing. And I'm going to throw it to Chris first.
All right. Well, you said the Saints are a good team. I'm not buying it. I'm not taking the bait. I do not think they're a good team. They beat the shit out of the Panthers. Awesome. That means nothing. Yet they dominated Dallas. I feel like Dallas kind of has one of those games every year, like at home, inferior opponent, and then it's like, what the hell is happening? Remember, they had a shootout with the Seahawks last year, I think. They ended up winning, but they easily could have lost. And they got beat by the Broncos at home pretty badly, I think two, three years ago. So, I don't know. I think those are just fluke wins, if I'm being perfectly honest. I'm taking the Eagles, money line. They need this one bad. I agree with you, Will. They are an upper-tier mid-team. They have loads of talent, and every coach on that coaching staff is a moron. I don't know who the defensive coordinator is, so take that out of it. Sirianni, Kellen Moore are idiots. I'm tired of hearing about them, but they need this win, so I'm taking Eagles on the money line. Will, what are you taking?
I am doing something that I haven't done in a while, and I'm taking another over. I'm taking over 49.5.
Willie high. Overs. Oh my.
Yes, it's I don't know, man. Like, if the Saints can put up, you know, they don't have to put up 40 like they have the past two games, but like if they put up like 25, something like that, Eagles, their defense is bad. Like, they've given up they lost 22-21. Yes. On a Sunday?
Monday.
Is that Monday?
Monday.
And then what was their first game?
They beat the hell out of the Packers, but their defense didn't really look great. I think they gave up like 20-something points.
That game ended like 29-31.
I think the Packers scored 40, if my memory serves correct.
Anyway.
A lot of points were scored. I remember that because I had the under, and it was dead in the second quarter.
Yes, I also had that under. And I'm going to be honest, I think the Eagles are going to try and run it up if they can. And same thing with the Saints. They're going to – I see two unstoppable offenses. And now that I say that, when two unstoppable forces come together, you get an immovable object. Isn't that what they say? Isn't that how that works?
It's something like that.
Yeah, but I don't care. I'm taking the over. Over 49, it's high. I low-key love high overs. I mean, like, it feels like when they put it so high, they want to deter you from taking it. And then it always hits.
That's me with low unders. If I see, like, a 35, I like it.
Yeah. Like it's the same. It's the same thing. It's one of the highest overs on the board this week. So I'm taking the over. Sean, what do you think?
Uh-oh.
I think Sean's muted.
The mute monster got him.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to also go with Saints Eagles over 49.5. Saints just keep putting up numbies, and I can't bet against numbies. So, but Eagles will be without AJ Brown most likely again. But I do expect them to get at least some points on the board. I almost want to take Saints -2.5, but it feels like a trap. So I'm just going to stick with the points.
Okay. We're sticking with the points. We're sticking with the over. All right. Next game, probably the game of the week because it's the Cowboys game. It's the Ravens at the Cowboys.
It's Tom Brady's third Cowboy game that he's called.
Great. Okay.
They called that Saints game too.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, because the Bengals game was on CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cowboys are home dogs in Jerry's world by 1 point. It's essentially a pick 'em. It's not essentially a pick 'em because there's a 1 point spread. But I'm going to throw it to Sean first.
All right. Listen, I keep betting on the Ravens and they keep losing. Which that's cool. If that's the price I have to pay for a Ravens L, I'll pay that. So that's money well spent. But I do like the Ravens here. But so I'm going to take Ravens money line. There is another trend that I would like to bring to the attention of the people, and it is money line road favorites after a game went over, and that is on a 7-game win streak. So let's make it 8. Chris, what you got?
I 100% agree with you. Ravens money line all damn day. Can you really see the Ravens starting 0-3?
No.
Yeah, but also no.
Do you know why you cannot see the Ravens starting 0-3?
Well, because because I hate them.
Well, that, but like, okay, yes, that, but also, so, dating back to Lamar Jackson's sophomore season at Louisville, 2016, he has never lost 3 consecutive regular season football games. Wow. Ravens money line.
Okay.
All damn day.
I like it.
Also, I mean, I hate both of these teams, so I guess I would just bet on I hate the Ravens more. The one I like in the spot the most. Let me say that.
Yeah. I'm on the same thing. I am on Ravens money line as well. Just for the sheer fact that if the Ravens start 0-3, it's, I don't know. Week 3 isn't like make or break, but like
it you start 0 and
it kind of is, but it, you know,
for 0-2 teams it is, for like good 0-2 teams it is. Mm-hmm. Like with aspirations.
Yeah. And like Ravens have aspirations and they have to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't win this game,
done.
You're pretty much done.
In that division too, they're donezo.
Yeah. A division where the Bengals are 0-2, the Ravens are 0-2, and the Steelers are 2-0.
Bananas. Yeah. Makes no sense.
This is the world we live in. So I'm taking the Ravens. I'm taking the Ravens money line. Yes. Okay. Next game, Sunday Night Football. Chiefs at the Falcons. Falcons are home dogs by +3.5. And they barely squeaked out a miracle win against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Good for them. Whatever. Chris, what do you think?
I mean, like you said, they just squeaked out a very thrilling victory on Monday Night Football. Letdown spot. Taking the Chiefs -3.5. Don't love 3.5, but I'm taking it. I have to. I think they're just an all-around better team. We have a saying on this show that Daniel Jones is afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is afraid of anything other than the sun as high in the sky as it can be. In his career, in games played after 1 p.m., he is 20-38 straight up. I know
I forgot about Kirk Cousins.
I know he just won one last night. So that means he's due. Or last week. He's due. So, yes, give me the Chiefs -3.5. Yeah. Oh, another stat. Didn't see this. In his career, in Kirk Cousins' career, after winning straight up as a dog, the next game, when he is a dog, he is 1-6 straight up.
Yeah.
Chiefs -3.5. That being said, I keep giving straight up facts. Chiefs will probably win by 3. But I'm going with the numbies, Chiefs -3.5. Sean, what are you taking?
I'm going to be lame and take the under. I've not been doing well, so we're just going to keep it simple. And we're not going to let a last-second field goal ruin a spread, so we're just going under 46.5. That's the play. Short and sweet. I hate it.
I don't hate it.
I mean, I don't hate it, but like I do hate it. Because it's lame.
It may be lame. It may be dumb. But by God, the numbers are there. And I'm taking the under as well. Under 46.5. I was really trying not to pick a side here. Like picking the Chiefs just seems too easy, which means they're gonna win by like two,
probably.
Like it's because this is just what the Chiefs do. They're like, oh yes, here is five highlight plays in a week. And they beat up on whoever, like a good team, and then like they can't hang. For some, they still win the games because they have the referees on their side. I think I saw some graphic, and it was like since Patrick Mahomes became a starting quarterback, he has 18 interceptions called back, for like off defensive pass interference.
Half of those were off free plays. So, like, if it's a free play,
I didn't know that part. They didn't look that.
I had to look that's it up because I saw someone on Twitter that was like, he's got like 50 something, and I'm like, no way. So I had to like look it up, and then like I found out that like half of them were off free plays, which it's a free play, just huck it down the field. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it gets picked off.
Right. Okay. That was a misleading graphic I saw then. Can't trust everything you see on the internet. But still, the fact remains that the Chiefs will win this game. It's either going to happen or it's not. Like, it's just Chiefs spreads. Like, they're just the worst. Yeah,
it's how football works. You either win or you lose.
I know I said that and that it's dumb, but it's just like they're going to win. It's just like how much. I'm going under 46, riding with the trend center. Yeah. All right. Is that it for this game?
That's all I got.
Okay, cool. Next game, Monday Night Football, Jags at the Bills in Buffalo. Bills are favored by 5. I guess I'll go ahead and start. I hate this pick. It's kind of stinky, but to me it makes the most sense. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars, plus 5. They're 0-2, back against the wall. They need it. They may not win, but like they're going to do their damnedest. I mean, like, you know, our division, the AFC South, like it's kind of open. It's not wide open, but it's open. Like, it's only the Texans that are up 2-0. Everyone else doesn't have a win yet. And so, like, if they want a chance to like hang around, then they have to win this game. And so I'm taking the Jags plus 5 here. And I also think like this might be just a Josh Allen does some stupid shit game where he tries to play hero ball because he has to, because he doesn't really have a lot going on with the help type stuff on the offense. So I'm taking Jags plus 5. Let's see. Sean, what do you got?
Again, keep it simple, under 45.5. I low-key think this game sucks for Monday Night Football. Not a fan of it. Jags have shown they're not very good. Christian Kirk is making 18 mil to get one catch per game. Bills just continue to run it down your throat, and I think they'll just keep the clock ticking. So under 45.5. Chris?
I agree with Will, and I hate that I agree with Will because it is stinky. I got Jags plus 5.5. I hate it.
Yeah,
but
I hate it.
That's kind of what makes me like it. I looked into Jags 0-2 start. They should have beat the Dolphins. They fumbled on the goal line, and then the Browns converted 3 fourth downs against them. So you could say that's kind of unlucky. You say they suck, which is, I guess you could say that's kind of true, but you could also say they're unlucky and that they're due for some bounces to go their way. I'm choosing to believe that. I don't see the Bills winning by a touchdown. I just don't. Also, Josh Allen in his career on Monday Night Football, 1-4 straight up. So lights may be too bright. Just saying. So yeah, Jags plus 5.5. I hate it.
You know, but I looked up Trevor Lawrence's Monday Night Football stat, and I found out that he's only played one Monday Night Football game.
Yes, the Jags.
Still, like, I mean,
it's surprising he was only one. Yeah,
he was like the golden boy for until, you know, Joey B got here. But like, yeah, you know, number one, and he played, I think they played Cincinnati on Monday Night Football. So I found that to be strange, but whatever.
All right.
What an odd color combination. The Jags and the Bengals.
Yeah.
Two offensive colors. Yeah, two cats. Okay. Main card over. Now we go into our surefire picks. Okay. Double unit surefire pick. I lost my, you know what? I'll start this one. I lost my week one pick. I won my week two pick. Now we tip the scales. We tip the scales here. I've already talked about it. And this is why I love it. I love the over 46 in Texans Vikings. I love this pick. I love this pick. I think both teams are very confident offensively, and they're pretty decent defensively, but they've also faced pretty decent defenses and be able to show that they can put up points. And so I love this over 46, double unit, surefire, guaranteed not to lose play of the week. And I wish I had more to say about it, but I already kind of went over it. Anyway, Chris, what do you think? What is your surefire?
All right. Well, like I said, to start out, I'm 0-2 on these. I need a win. So I'm going to a team that also needs a win after a pretty bad performance last week. It's our friends, the Detroit Football Lions, -3 against the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals look really good. They just beat the living hell out of the Rams. They're going to come back down to earth here. The Lions need a good win. They're going to get it here. I don't buy the Cardinals being as good as they look so far. They look pretty good against Buffalo and obviously looked amazing last week. Don't buy it. So, taking the Lions in a bounce back spot where they've been very good the last few years since 2021, coming off an against the spread loss, they are 17-3-1 ATS.
Wow.
Yeah. So give me Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, and all of them up there in Detroit, the Lions -3. So Sean, what is your... I can't remember who went. What is your double unit surefire guarantee not to lose pick of the week?
All right. It's a team that I hate, that keeps losing, that I love, that keeps losing. But as Chris mentioned, Lamar Jackson has not started 0-3 in his career. So I am doubling down on the Baltimore Ravens. And like I said, if I've got to lose a bet for them to lose, I will gladly take that bet. But they will not be losing this week. Ravens money line.
That was okay. Almost mine. I agree.
I low-key love both those picks. I don't know. The Lions cards game feels kind of weird. It's just, I don't know. Feels kind of too easy.
It kind of feels like they're baiting you to take the Cardinals more.
Yeah,
than
it's like they just won by four touchdowns against the Rams, who they're beat up, but are a good team. And like, oh, they're 3.5-point dogs at, is that game in Detroit? No, it's in Arizona. Let's go. So the 3-point dogs at home, they want you to take the Cardinals. No, I'm not sniffing that cheese.
I can smell the cheese. It's stinky. It's stinky cheese.
Jeez.
Well said, Will. I thought about the over in that one, but it's too damn high.
Okay. Now that our surefire picks are done, let's go into the extra plays. Extra plays we got for the week. Obviously, we got extra plays. Chris, what are your extra plays?
All right, we'll start it off with our boys, the Tennessee Titans. We got to win one of these fucking things. Titans -2.5 against the Green Bay Packers. If Malik Willis walks into our house and beats us, I'm going to have a good long look at the choices I've made in my life that have led me to become a Titans fan. If like we can't lose to Malik Willis, and I don't think he will be able to do much. Really like betting backup quarterbacks on their first start and then fading them in their second. That applies here. Double applies to Malik Willis because he is ass. So Titans -2.5. Then Bears money line against the Indianapolis Colts. Caleb Williams gets his first win. Chicago defense, mainly the secondary, has been really good. I think they hold Anthony Richardson in check. So Bears money line, and like a fingernail boy gets his first win. Congratulations. Stinky one. Chargers, another money line. I've had a lot of money lines today. Chargers money line against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are 2-0. Why? Makes no sense, especially when you consider the fact they've scored a touchdown. One. And two, one. Two full football games have scored one touchdown. So, yeah, give me the Chargers. And I also alluded to this earlier. If I see a 35 on the board, I like that under. Chargers, Steelers, under 35.5. It's gross. Gross game. Chargers offense has looked pretty good, but I just, on the road in Pittsburgh, this might be another race to 17. Like I said, the Pittsburgh game would be. Also, did Pittsburgh, what was the score in that game last week?
It was like 18 to 15. It was Denver.
Was it? Okay. I said it was going to be a race to 17. I was looking at the score. I did see the final, but it was like the third quarter. I was like, is either team going to get to 17? But yeah, stinky under. Love it. Love it. Love it. And then the last of my card, last game of the week, second Monday night game, Bengals -7.5 against the Manders. Sorry to do it to you, Manders. You're good to me last week, but this defense is awful. The Bengals are pissed off. I think they run it up on national time. I think they boat race this team. They can win by 3 touchdowns, honestly. So, yeah, that is the card. Went 6-4 last week. Let's go undefeated, however many I have. Undefeated this week. Will, what else you got?
So, I got 3 plays. 2 of them very, very stinky. Okay. I have the under 36 in Chargers Steelers. Yes. That game is going to not be great. We know John Harbaugh, he likes to run the ball, and they have been pretty good on offense this year, but the Steelers defense is elite. Shocker. And so it's under 36. And then I have Lions Cardinals over 51.5. That's a high over. I guess that one's not stinky, but it's just a high over. And like, I believe that this is the highest over of the week.
It is, yeah.
And so I am going to take it for that reason.
Willie overs this week, damn.
Yeah, I got 3 overs this week. I mean, like the Cardinals, they've been able to put up points, you know, against, you know, both teams convincingly. And then like the Lions, like, I mean, let's look back on the past 2 to 3 years during this show. It's on the record that I love betting Lions overs. It's on the record.
That is true.
So I'm betting this over 51.5. Give me a crap load of points. And then Manders Bengals. I'm just gonna take the under in that game.
Oh damn! I was gonna say, wow, Willie no. Over for real.
No. We. I mean, the Bengals are notoriously slow starters. But does that slow start, you know, end here or is it next week? Do they decide to finally fucking pay one of their like good players, except for Joe Burrow, like the cheap ass owner?
He has 2 years left on his contract.
Dude, I don't. This is what people are talking about.
I understand what people are talking about, but
and that's what he wants. He's like
2 years left.
He's like, I want my down. Money.
Is there another receiver who should be getting paid in the near future, within like the next year or two?
On the Bengals or in general?
No, just in general, like around the league.
I haven't thought about this.
I don't think there is. But I was going to say, if there is, then he should definitely wait, because he's not getting Jordan or Justin Jefferson money. Like he just won't. But I mean, if someone else, like a decent receiver, gets like a shit ton of money, then he could be like, hey, okay, I want that then, and then get that. But I mean, the Bengals owner, like you said, is a cheap fuck. So it might not matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So. Yeah, I'm there. That's the over. No, the under. Sorry. The under in that game. Commanders Bengals, the second Monday Night Football game. We have two this week. Yeah, those are my three plays. Sean.
All right. I'm taking Bucks -6.5. Bake Show's back. The Bake Show is back.
Who's he playing?
Broncos,
yes. And Broncos just aren't good.
Bad.
They're just bad. Not good. They have a really good pass defense, though. So, but they really haven't. They played the Seahawks and the Steelers. So, Steelers weren't probably, you know, throwing it up like Baker can. But yeah, I love Bucks back at home, get another double digit win. Put big points up on the board. Bucks -6.5. I also had the Lions -3. Chris, you talked me into it live on the show. Yeah, I have the under in Chargers Steelers as well. Under 36, low total. Got to bet it. Steelers have hit the under in both their games so far. Chargers have a pretty good defense, so let's not root for points in a game that no one in America will watch anyways. So
yes,
no one's going to watch this game unless you're a blue collar worker in the suburbs of Pittsburgh. That's the only I don't even think Chargers fans watch their own games. I don't even think they have fans, but
I mean, they don't, but also it's 9 a.m. kickoff LA time. They ain't waking up for Charger Steelers.
Yeah, they got to go to Sunday brunch, dude. All those LA people.
You got to skip and, church.
Oh, yeah, they don't go to church.
Bunch of heathens out there in California.
Don't California and, my Tennessee.
Last play, I'm going Seahawks -4.5. Yeah, Tua on IR, Skylar Thompson in at QB. On the complete opposite side of the country, Seahawks got pretty held up against the Broncos. The Patriots last week. But Kenneth Walker out. I expect Seattle to come out kind of slinging. They might run the ball a couple times, but yeah, let's. I think so.
Oh, that's
wasn't he hurt?
Fantasy implications. Said he was questionable today.
He might not be officially out, but I've heard talks that you should pick up. You should pick up Charbonnet off the waiver wire. That's
it. Wouldn't
what
surprise
I've,
me, but yeah, it still says questionable. But yeah, I agree. He probably won't play.
Yeah, that's the last play. Seahawks -4.5, and that's it.
Okay, that is it. While I have you two here, I have
in trouble.
No.
Is this about me?
No, it's about fantasy football.
Oh, okay. Which reminds me.
So who would you play in your flex this week? Would you play Jackson Smith and Jigba versus the Dolphins? Or would you play Brock Bowers playing the Panthers?
Bowers.
That's what I thought.
Hasn't he already been, like, really good?
Last week
he was pretty good.
Yeah,
you got like 18 like points.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then Smith and Jigba scored like 23 points last week too.
Mm.
And so I'm like, okay.
I'd go with Bowers because I think honestly he's probably close to being the number two receiver on that team.
Yeah.
And the Panthers suck ass.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. I was just getting the committee's opinion. The gathering of the gentlemen.
Got a real think tank here.
Yeah. Real meeting of the minds. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't really answer, but I'd probably play Bowers as well, just thinking about it. Because Seattle is kind of loaded on receivers, and it could be Metcalf's game, it could be Lockett's game, it could be Njigba's game any day of the week. But with Devontae and Bowers, that's pretty much it. And Jacoby Myers, but he doesn't touch the ball, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Any other topics we want to discuss?
Bryce Tua Young.
Retire. Bryce Young.
Bryce Young getting benched.
Should retire.
Dunzo. He's Dunzo,
no,
dude.
He shouldn't retire. Like,
I don't think he's done. Like, I kind of get what they're doing. It's kind. I don't think they should have played him at all this season, if I'm being honest. I think they're kind of taking the Patriots approach, like, yo, this team sucks ass, so let's not like destroy our young quarterback's confidence. Might be a little too late with Bryce, but
yeah, I don't know if you saw this.
I get what they're doing. I
don't know if you saw this video of him walking into training camp today.
Okay.
Did you see that?
No, what was he doing?
He just looked depressed. Like, he just like head down, just strolling into camp. And I was like, oh,
that
man.
Makes me sad.
This poor kid. But
that makes me sad.
I'd be depressed if I had to play for the Panthers, too.
Yeah. I mean, their ownership is terrible.
Oh, it's the worst in the league.
I mean, they've had 7 head coaches in 8 years, and I think 9 starting quarterbacks in that same time frame or something crazy. The owner just can't make up his mind. I mean, he's the one who kind of – he wanted Bryce. He's the one that was like, get the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was a Panthers fan, I wouldn't go to the games.
Oh,
or God. I would go – I would
they
do
don't.
It the eight. I know. But – or you should do what the A's did a couple years ago and do a formal protest where you – where all the fans go to the game, but you just protest the owner.
Just say fuck the owner the whole game. I was thinking about this like earlier in the week. If the Panthers, like if Cam Newton wasn't amazing, they would never have been good ever. Because they were ass before him. That's how they got him, the number one pick. And then ever since he's left, they've been a joke. So
didn't they go to a Super Bowl? Like,
yeah, they lost, but yeah, they went to the Super Bowl. They lost to Peyton Manning.
No, before that.
Oh, well, yeah, that was Tom Brady's first or second. So it was a long time ago.
All right. Yeah. I knew that they
Jake Delhomme
went 1 year. Were they good?
Well, I mean, they went to the Super Bowl.
I guess so.
I mean,
I hope you're good if you go to the Super Bowl.
I was a child, so I didn't really know ball like that back then, but I would assume they were pretty good.
That makes sense. That checks out.
That dumpster fire of a franchise has been to 2 Super Bowls, and we haven't been to fucking one, or we've been to one, but we haven't. I don't know. Pisses me.
Don't think about it too much. It only brings pain.
I'm getting angry right now, honestly.
I'm trying not to think about Will Levis too much because all he's done is hurt my feelings.
Bro, he's got to wake up.
He's got to lock in. Like, nope, he needs to pop some Zins in his upper lip, and he's got to lock in, bro. Like, I'm going to This is my prediction. I think if he does not win against the Packers, he is done. If he makes a stupid-ass decision in that Packers game by throwing some stupid-ass shovel pass to Tony Pollard again, he is done. He has to win this game. This is the most winnable game for him. He has so much riding on him for this game. It's almost too much pressure. It makes me a little scared.
Did you see that clip? I assume this is one after he was coming off the field against when he tried to just roll the ball to Pollard, when Callahan was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. And did you see Titans legend Ryan Fitzpatrick getting mad at that?
No.
He was like, this is not like this could destroy the confidence of your young quarterback, like blah, 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 blah. I was like, I don't give a shit. You shouldn't be doing that in high school. Like, this guy's making like bad plays, like for peewee football standards. You get like, he's a grown ass man. He's making a shit ton of money to play this sport. You can say like, what the fuck is going on when he does something. It wasn't like it's just a bad read, bad pass. It was just a fundamentally dumbass play. So yes, he deserved that.
He didn't even like call him like a dumbass. He didn't say, "Hey, dumbass, what the fuck was that?"
Yeah,
he said, "What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck was that?"
It was so funny. I hate that we have the most memed quarterback in the league. It makes me so sad.
I mean, he was cooked once that picture of him throwing that interception to the Bears.
Oh no.
Just like, yeah, like him on his literal knees, hands on his head going, "Oh no." I was like, "You're cooked, bro."
Yeah. You and are obviously cooked. We were at the game last week, so wasn't like on social media during the game, but afterwards I was on Twitter and I saw like new Will Levis meme dropped, and it was like him. He was like laying on his stomach. He's like, "No." I was like, "God." I'm not even saying like throw a pick every now and then. I don't really give a shit, but don't be just awful.
Yeah.
And that's like,
just stop being stupid.
He will do stuff like really stupid, and then he'll come back and just make good throws. And it's like, stop being dumb. You have the ability to not be dumb. Don't.
Yeah.
When we were at the game, I was kind of pissed that he threw that interception. But I would like to apologize to Will Levis. That was not your fault. That was all Treylon Burks. I mean, you're trying to catch a pass in double coverage, and your arms are in your chest.
Yeah.
Make a fucking reach for it, dude. What are you doing? What, you can't catch a ball in double coverage with your arms like a T-Rex. You can't do it. So I would like to apologize because I'm sure I didn't say very nice things in the moment, but yeah, that wasn't really his fault. But that TD to Ridley, only Ridley could have caught that. That was like a pinpoint accurate throw. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that's impressive. Keep doing that.
Exactly. That's what I'm like.
Keep doing that.
He will be like the stupidest man in the world and then drop one in a bucket. And I'm like, just stop. Stop being an idiot.
Yeah, I don't like this whole Jekyll and Hyde thing where he's either Albert Einstein and can calculate a throw in the moment to just, like you said, drop it in the bucket, or he's just like a mongoloid on the field and just like, making the dumbest move possible.
Just be a gunslinger at that point. Like, I'm fine with that. Just letting it rip. But it's just just the fundamentally dumbassery of it all. It's what pisses me off.
Yeah. The thing that kills me is that third down, you know, you don't do that. You still kick. You could still get points. You left points on the field. And yeah, whatever.
He's addicted to trying to make a play. That's my positive spin zone. He's just really wants to make a play. It's a good problem to have, I guess.
It's a destructive problem.
I think he's been playing hero ball his whole life. I think that could be a bigger picture type thing. Because, I mean, like, who did Kentucky have? Like, didn't Kentucky, like...
teams were never really that good. Like, they were fine. They were never, like, serious competitive. Like, they were very average teams.
Yeah. I don't know. It just... it might be that. Maybe he's just always been... always had to play hero ball or something. I don't know, bro. Any other closing thoughts?
I don't think so.
Okay. I guess I'll wrap it up then.
The Tua stuff is kind of, you know,
oh, yeah,
come and gone. Like, I mean, this happened on
last Thursday.
Last Thursday. So it's like, so it sucks. It's like we're too late in the news cycle. But that's he's got to retire.
I mean, I think he should retire.
He's good. Short he's
sweet.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just.
He got his bag.
It's not worth it, dude.
Get out before, like, just something awful, like, truly awful happens.
And, like, I was telling Will, and I was like, you know, I get it. I get probably how he thinks and how he wants to play, because you want to be in this game because you love it. So to like give it up is hard. It is a hard decision, but at some point you got to realize what is going to be best for you, and to not be in a wheelchair at the age of 40 will be the best thing possible for Tua.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Bandit did pick the game correctly. Yes.
He
yes.
did. That was my main takeaway from that.
I mean, that game was over before Tua went out. So, but we'll see what he likes for tonight's game here shortly.
1-0 in his last one.
Should be 2-0, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Should can't be win 2-0. Them all.
Yep. We got a stinker, too.
Thursday Night Football's back, man. This is what it's supposed to be. Just too, like, just a boring game. Quit giving me fun games on Thursday. It's not how it's supposed to be.
It's like the first week. It's Jets Patriots.
Oh.
Who, like, the Jets haven't beat the Patriots since like 2008 on primetime or something, or
oh, in primetime just overall. They beat them once last year. But
okay. I think Patriots, it's prime time then.
Patriots are 15-1 in the last 16. So,
Christ.
Yeah. Granted, a lot of that, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, but still, yeah. They won a few without him too when they were actually, like, when they were both terrible.
Mm-hmm. Stinky. Stinky game.
Yeah, good. That's how it should be. Make it Color Rush too. Bring back Color Rush.
No, I'm okay.
It's how
I'm okay
Thursday night football supposed to be. Bad football, bad uniforms.
It's just something to hold me over until real football.
Real football.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening and watching. We really, really appreciate it. Check out the Trend Center app, link in the bio. The greatest tool for sports bettors on the planet, without a doubt. You get the premium membership with our promo code TFTM, and you get 15% off. I think it's 15% off.
It is.
You do that, you place a couple of bets, you've already made your money back. Scientifically, you have made your money back. If history says something, it means that you will get your money back. Not guaranteed, but check out the Trend Center app. It's a great tool. Yeah, thank you for listening and watching. Like, comment, subscribe. Really helps out our reach. Follow the Twitter and the Instagram, link in the bio, for Bandit's pick and another all dog parlay. I think that's it. Okay. We'll see you next week. There's three of us. Now let's make some money.
Ooh. Woo.